With us today is Paul Zuber, a New York State business consul, and so many things are happening in New York State that actually hurt business. Paul, how are we doing? How is the new budget treating us yet so far?
Well, you know, the new budget is, I think, a mixed bag. There are some good aspects of the new budget with the fact that the governor was able to hold the line and not raise any taxes, even though there was a lot of pressure from a lot of different groups out there to raise income taxes on the wealthy and corporate income taxes. And I'm really glad that the governor paid attention to some of the polling out there. There was a recent poll by Marist College that said 37% of New Yorkers want to leave New York. So I'm glad that the governor woke up and realized that this is a major problem, and she held the line on taxes. You know, I think the next step after the budget is the governor has to take a serious look at this climate law that we passed several years ago, which I think is becoming increasingly a problem for consumers and businesses. And most recently, right after the budget, it was kind of lost in the news, is New York State had put a solicitation out for three new offshore wind projects. And those offshore wind projects, the solicitations were not granted because of supply chain issues. So now it is very clear that New York will not meet the goals that are required under the statute when it comes to climate change. There were two goals: 70% of the electric power needed to become from renewables, and 40% of the greenhouse gas reductions had to occur by 2030. Right now, we're probably at about 30% renewables. I think there's a belief that maybe we'll get to the mid-50s with renewables. So that leads us to discussion. This isn't working.
Windmills, how much were they supposed to supply? I mean, that is a joke. The amount that they're supplying doesn't really work.
It especially doesn't work, John, when you do what many of the environmentalists want, which is have only wind and have only solar and say to everybody, we're going to get rid of every other option out there. We're not going to look at nuclear. We're not going to look at natural gas. We're not going to look at anything else. When you look at it that way, it is a joke because there won't be enough electricity. People's costs, the cost of the average consumer when they're paying their electric bill is going to skyrocket, because utilities have to build transmission lines to these renewable projects, which costs money, and that cost is passed on to the taxpayer. So we have to ask ourselves, like, what are we doing here, and shouldn't we be sitting down and reshaping our energy policy in a way that works, in a way that allows for natural gas to be considered, in a way that allows for micronuclear to be considered, a way that allows for all these other forms of energy to be brought into the mix so it doesn't increase costs on consumer and it doesn't increase costs on businesses. My upstate business members have said that this climate law is a real problem. And I've actually had many companies come to me and say, you know what, we're considering leaving New York because we just can't do business with windmills and solar panels. There needs to be natural gas, or there needs to be some other form of energy that works.
Wow. And that's true. I mean, and out where I live in the summer, out in the East Quag and Kyogi, they're trying to put a solar farm in, and that definitely doesn't work. It gives you an infinitesimal amount of energy for all the hullabaloo you have to go through.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. And quite frankly, like, how do we think that we're going to take everybody off of natural gas? Do we think that the average New Yorker is going to, you know, you're going to come to their home and tell them you're shutting off their natural gas? It's not a realistic goal. It's not a realistic statute. And, you know, all you're doing by continuing to head down this path is you're guaranteeing increased costs for consumers. you're guaranteeing increased costs for businesses. And part of the problem with New York right now is affordability. And we want companies to come into New York. We want companies to locate in New York. But you're not going to have those companies locate in New York if the executives are looking and they're saying, wow, look at those energy costs. They're through the roof. I can't go there. Or I need the energy to build out my facility. You know, a perfect example is Corning is doing some incredible things with the internet fiber and using glass fiber. All that manufacturing is occurring in North Carolina. Corning is one of the oldest companies in New York State, but they're doing most of their stuff in North Carolina. It's not because they want to. I'm sure if you were to sit them down and say that it's not because they want to, it's because North Carolina is more affordable. Right. So we have to start thinking about these things in terms of having a balance.
You need some common sense in Albany. You're absolutely right. I did start speaking about small modular reactors for different states. And I know Texas wants them. I know Virginia wants them. I know North Dakota wants them. But they're like 7 years away. It's not going to happen tomorrow morning.
It's not going to happen tomorrow. And look, it is a viable option. And just like hydrogen is a viable option. But it's, like you said, it's not going to happen overnight. So why are we rushing into something when we know that we don't have the technology yet to take us where we need to be? We eventually will have that technology and everything will be fine. But there's no reason that we have to go down this path and create more problems than we need. You know, if you go to Denmark and you ask someone in Denmark about, because they're all renewable out there, they will tell you it took 30 years to make Denmark, which is, you know, the size of Rhode Island, which took them 30 years to become run completely by renewables. Why do we think New York State is going to do it in like 7 years? It's asinine. And then back to what you said, at some point, we have to have some common sense in New York. You know, we have to realize people are leaving. We have to understand that taxes and energy costs and all those things are creating a problem for people wanting to live here. And I worry about my state. You know, I really do, because you're a New Yorker, John. You
how know is the how is the population? Is the exodus continuing?
The exodus is continuing. We've seen that even after COVID, that New York has been leading the pack with the exodus. And like I said earlier, there was a recent poll by Marist College, you know, asking New Yorkers if they intended to stay in New York State. And 37% said they intended to leave New York State of those polled. So wow. that shows you where the mindset is right now with folks in New York State, with what New York has to offer. And, you know, again, I commend Governor Hochul for holding the line on taxes. You know, it was a little rough with some of the housing. I think there are some pieces in there that are not great. But that being said, you know, it's not about taxes.
Can we burn burn firewood in my fireplace yet?
Yeah, well, it'll stop soon with the way we're headed. And you know, just a last example. I remember this last year in the budget, the governor wanted to change how you measure greenhouse gases, and the environmentalists went nuts and they wouldn't let the governor change how you measure greenhouse gases, even though her own people said if we didn't change how we measure it, costs for consumers would skyrocket and gas prices would skyrocket, because we're the only state that has a very weird way of how we measure greenhouse gases. But that's the problem we have, the lack of common sense. So that should have been a sign to everybody like, oh, let's fix this. Let's make it work.
Yeah.
But suddenly it became a referendum as to whether or not we believe in, you know,
so
climate change.
Or cannot use firewood?
Eventually, you are going to find it very difficult to use firewood. You're going to find it very difficult to use propane, you know, gas grills. You're going to find it very, very difficult in the coming years and you're going to see more of a push to electrify buildings because of the fact that, you know, we have this climate law, which you know, we're supposed to have these reductions of 40% greenhouse gas emissions by 2030. And the only way that you can get there is by two things: reducing the greenhouse gases from automobiles and reducing the greenhouse gases from homes and office buildings. So, yeah, things are going to change dramatically for the public.
Paul Zuber, thank you for bringing all the New Yorkers up to date, and we'll catch up with you again real soon. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, John.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.